Hamilton Cardinals softball in the Class B state tournament is brought to you by Central City Excavating, Bassett Motors, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton, Brinster Law, Headlocks, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic, The Prairie and Restaurant and Bakery, Dakota Central, Bank Forward in Carrington, Northern Plains Electric, Farmers Union Insurance and Agent Randy Huey, Carrington House Movers, Summit Physical Therapy, and Bickett Insurance. Now, Carrington Cardinals State Tournament Softball.
From Tharaldson Park on the campus of North Dakota State University in Fargo, the 2025 Class B State Softball Tournament continues. Today, a consolation semifinal and a guarantee that someone will win their first ever state tournament game. It's the two debutants meeting here as the Botno Braves take on the Carrington Cardinals. Mike Side, Tate Wolski, BJ Walters with you, and honestly, Tate, it was said best by Carrington head coach Brady Smith last night when he said, "We just played the best softball team I've ever seen in my life."
Yeah, and honestly, I think Central Cass is good enough to win the A this year, too. So
they've got nothing
to hang their heads about.
Well, and because of the loss, the Cardinals dropped to this consolation bracket. Botno, in their debut, scored a run in the top of the first inning, never scored again in a 3-1 loss to Beulah Hazen. We'll have the lineups coming up for you shortly, but when we come back, a visit from Carrington senior Bryn Smith, and we'll do that when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Back in Fargo, the Cardinals preparing for their second state tournament game. We have our Carrington House Movers field interview, and it's with senior first baseman Bryn Smith. Senior, having been a huge part of this program for so long, how rewarding is it that it ends at the state tournament?
As a senior, it's just extremely rewarding, especially since being here since the start of the program where we lost by 20 almost every game, and now we're beating teams we've never beat before and now heading to the big tournament.
All right, so you have a very unique perspective on this because Brady just happens to be your big brother. When he first told you that he was going to coach his team, what was your reaction?
I was really excited, but at the same time, I'm like, I wonder how hard he's going to be on me because he picks on me a little bit at practice. But I love it, and I was just really excited to hear, especially now since going to state with him. It's just an extremely important moment in my life.
All right, so on that note, I'm glad you brought it up because the Hillsboro Banner newspaper has the picture of you jumping into Brady's arms after the game. I mean, what did that moment mean to you and to your whole family?
That was so special, especially after seeing that picture. Like, I had to show everyone. I was just so, like, it just described that day so well, and it fully fit my family, and it just really just showed how important that game was to us.
Does it make it a little, I don't know, more special that it was Thompson that you did it against? I mean, they were the number one seed in the South. They came in probably feeling pretty good about themselves, and you guys put an end to that real quick.
Yeah, because we've never beat them. We have lost to them by 10 runs, and now just beating them by 10 runs just means everything, because like I said before, we've never beat them before, and just finally beating them specifically like that hard, it's just so rewarding to us.
What have you made of the program on the whole in just the last 12 months? Because this is not something that's slowly been building, whatever. I mean, you guys beat Grafton last year in that quarterfinal game, and this program has just took off. From your perspective, what's it been like?
I love how you can tell how much we've grown throughout the years, specifically this year. Like from last year, we've just improved so much, and I think we all know the fundamentals. We got down the basics, and now we're all athletic people, and we just show that on the field.
You get this weekend at the state tournament, and then of course your high school career comes to an end. What's next for Brent?
I'm gonna go to Valley City State for elementary education. I don't think I'm gonna play any sports, but I'm really excited and grateful for this opportunity I have.
And it's pretty cool because your mom went to Valley City. City State, right?
Yep, my mom and dad, and then my grandma used to teach there, and so they have a whole new building called Linda's Library for that, and so it's just really, really special for me.
Well, Bryn, congratulations. Have some fun this weekend, and good luck out there.
Thank you.
That is Bryn Smith joining us. When we come back, we'll talk to her big brother, the head coach of the Cardinals, Brady Smith, and we'll do that when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance, protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui.
So a little bit of a audible, so to speak, as you can understand, you're trying to move from game to game. I don't quite think we're going to have time for Brady, so we bring you back to the Farmers Union Insurance Randy Hui Agency pregame report. B.J. Walters and Tate Wolski with you. The Cardinals and the Bottineau Braves coming up. For the winner of this game, they will face Velva Drake Animus. The Aggies run-ruled Mayport CG Hatton Northwood 13-0 in five innings. The losing team will play the Patriots. That game will be at 9:30. A programming note, if Carrington is in it, as you well know, if you listen to KDAK, the Cardinal, we have church during the 9 a.m. hour on our air. We would begin our broadcast at 10 a.m., but as Tate and I were talking about before the broadcast, the way to fix that problem is to play at noon tomorrow. There's no church service. There's no nothing. You just win this game, you play at noon tomorrow. I mean, Tate's all over it. He's got a game plan for everything. Right now, it is time for the batting orders brought to you by Summit Physical Therapy. Now, I will give you more of a hint in a moment why we are calling it batting order, but let's let the Cardinals introduce themselves first.
Freshman shortstop Mara Coots.
Senior catcher Isabel Wendell.
Senior center fielder Cadence Van Ray.
Sophomore pitcher Callie Hewitt.
Senior first baseman Bryn Smith.
Junior third baseman Lauren Hendrickson.
Freshman second baseman Ella Volk.
Junior right fielder Bailey Ness.
Junior left fielder Aubrey Nice.
All right, so it is going to be Callie Hewitt at shortstop, Mara Coots pitching to begin the day. And basically what Coach Smith told us, and again, we didn't have time to air this, but what Coach Smith told us, this is a great experience. He wants Mara to get a chance to start a game because both pitchers are going to be back probably the next time this program is at the state tournament.
Yeah, and I think I'm with Coach Smith on this. I think he's got the right idea. You got to get all your pitchers and girls experience in this tournament. So if you, when you end up back here, you have an idea what you're getting into.
The Summit Physical Therapy lineup for the Bottineau Braves. Jocelyn Jungling, the right fielder, leads off. Lauren Tagestad, the third baseman, hits second. Lydia LaFrambois is the catcher hitting third. Kaya Hennings, the pitcher, hits cleanup. Cameron Allard in left field batting fifth. Harley Parisian, the second baseman, hitting sixth. Cameron Tweed in center field batting seventh. Jalen Grant, the shortstop, hits eighth. And Anna Tiffany, the designated player, hits ninth. The first baseman is Josie Wintermute. Carrington are in their all Cardinal red tops with white numbers outlined in black, black letters outlined in white and black pants. For the Bottineau Stars, they are going to be wearing their white with the purple trim in it. And if you were with us in the winter, I'm going to draw a comparison, and then we'll see what the rest of the weekend brings. You lose your first. It's a comparison with state basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your first game.
Yep.
You face an unfamiliar opponent in game two. And if you win it, you face a team you played in the regular season in Game 3. Mm-hmm. It would be the exact same script.
It would be.
I don't know if that means anything.
Me neither, but it's going to be
something.
It is. It is. Gives us something to build off of.
It does. It gives us something to build off of. That's exactly right. Also coming up across the network today in about an hour, the Jamestown Blue Jays baseball team tries to extend their season to Saturday. They take on the Horus Hawks. I know the public address announcer here, Mark Robinson, will be rooting hard for his Horus Hawks. And Robert Monick will have that one for you from Grand Forks. And then tonight, Tate, I might bring the little one over to watch a little baseball later, because the two semifinals at Newman Outdoor Field, the first one, Thompson against Trey Husar and Northern Cass. The second one, Park River and Lemoore Litchfield Marion Edgley.
I'm really excited for that Northern Cass Thompson game, because I'm really excited to see just what Trey Husar is all about and all that. And Park River and Lemoore is just...
That's a
great matchup in general. You've got two powerhouses and all that who that just go head-to-head at each other, and it's fun to watch.
And that game is on our sister station, KDDR The Tornado, 1220 in Oaks. And Ricky Cloverkamp will have that one for you. The Stars defense behind Kaya Hennings, left to right in the outfield, Cameron Allard, Cameron Tweed, and Jocelyn Youngling. The left side of the infield, Lauren Tagestad and Jalen Grant. Right side, Harley Parisian and Josie Wintermute. The catcher is Lydia LaFrambois. They actually cannot warm up right now because the coaches are meeting at the plate with the lineup cards. They're eager to get out there and get going again. Again, Botno scored in the first inning last night against Beulah Hazen. Never scored again, a 3-1 loss. And, of course, Carrington ran into the best team in the state.
That, honestly, that was just...
In this
flex
era
of how good you are.
Exactly. In this era of everything in sports being debatable, Central Cass being the best team in North Dakota Class B softball is not debatable.
No, it's not. It's just not, honestly.
So we're just about ready to go as Carrington will send up Coots, Wendell, and Van Ray. We'll see how it goes.
See if we can jump on the Botno pitcher early and get some runs across early to put the pressure on them.
It still is an open question. If Carrington gets a run home in the first inning yesterday, what happens? Mm-hmm. Would Central Cass have won the game? Yes, probably.
Yeah.
But would it have been 17? I don't know.
No,
I don't think so.
You take away those three errors and you plate one or two runs that inning. I think that game's, 9-2, 7-2, somewhere in there.
9-2 is the score I was thinking, yeah. So, and Coach Smith said, look, it was good to get on the field with Central Cass because now you know what the standard is if you ever want to win a state championship.
Exactly. And kudos to Central Cass's head coach and all that for, well,
Scott Koss.
He's been there since the program started and all that, and he's just built a dynasty over there. And kudos to him for building one because they're pretty darn good.
By the way, they graduate all of nobody.
Which is hard to believe. You're probably going to win a state championship with not a senior on that team.
My freshman year, we were the baseball class, and so was the sophomores. And the whole team was pretty much sophomores and freshmen with one junior. So the junior, the day before the last home game, he goes, "Don't forget, tomorrow's senior night." Mara Cooch had two hits yesterday.
That was pretty much the highlight of the day yesterday, was Cooch's two hits. And They weren't dribbles either. They were line shots.
There is a reasonable chance that Mara Coots could be, and we don't know this yet. She's got 3 years to go, but she could be Carrington's first collegiate softball player.
Oh, 100%.
She steps in, and at 12:40 p.m. on May 30th, under a very sunny sky, the first pitch is swung on and fouled straight back. We're underway. The temperature reads 75 degrees. Nary a cloud in the sky here in Fargo. Nothing in one to Coots, right-handed hitter against a right-handed pitcher, Hennings, who begins bent over, now deals, and the 0-1 is a good fastball, swinging a miss 0-2.
She kind of starts with her leg crooked.
She does. It's a very different opening sort of stance, so to speak. Only 1 foot in the pitcher's box. Now here's the 0-2, and it's strike three called on the outside corner. First Bickett Insurance strikeout for Kaya Hennings. And here's Isabel Wendell, who had a hit yesterday in the first.
Nice spot, too.
It was. It was right at the knees.
Mm-hmm. Right down the line.
The catcher having to tie her shoe, LaFrambois. And now the senior Wendell in her second to final high school activity before she goes to the University of Jamestown. She bunts foul off to the third base side, 0-1.
Right idea. Just see what they're going to do to the, see what play they run to play the bunt and all that.
Nothing in one, the count to the senior catcher. And Hennings throws, and it's popped up foul back towards us. No tape. Don't try to make a play on it. It's 0-2.
Drops right in between players and all that, and you can't catch it. That's sad.
The Botano fans are here to chill out and watch a game, not make a play. Come on now.
Well.
0-2. Sometime. Here it is. And it's hit on the ground, foul of third.
Oh, my. Ooh.
Three straight foul balls to Wendell. On deck, Cadence Van Ray for Carrington. In the top of the first inning, we're just underway, about an hour early. Happy you could join us.
Coach Brady Smith with the fundamentals flex.
Here's the 0-2, and it's a little high. That was off speed, and she did have Wendell out in front, but Isabel able to stop herself from swinging. 1-2.
Good discipline there by Isabel.
Hennings is ready. And she throws. And Wendell slaps it off the glove of the first baseman for an infield single. Isabel's second of the state tournament.
Way to just take that the other way. Kind of caught the first baseman sleeping over there.
It went off the glove of Wintermute.
Looks like she was kind of just adjusting her glove or something like that, and she just flat out missed it.
Nice job letting the ball travel, too, by Wendell. Now here's Cadence Van Ray. First pitch from Hennings is swung on and missed, 0-1. Hennings, a right-hander, a tall right-hander. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that helps a pitcher being tall. Here's the 0-1 now to Cadence Van Ray. She shows bunt. Bunts it down towards
nice
third.
Bunt.
It's a good bunt. The throw to first is in time. Sacrifice complete 5-4. Wendell down to second for Callie Hewitt.
That's a nice bunt. That is a really, really nice bunt there by Cadence.
And so Callie Hewitt, and I do, and now Cambry Linderman comes in to run for Isabel Wendell. I do wish we could have gotten this from Coach Smith. Callie Hewitt was so frustrated with herself taking BP today. She was just constantly upset at herself in the cage as she was getting warmed up. And Coach Smith was talking about she's flying too far open.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what Callie can do here with the runner. Linderman running for Wendell at second. And two down in the top of the first.
She's opening her front shoulder. And once you open up that front shoulder before
swinging
just
a foul straight back. When you say opening up the front shoulder, that I interpret that in meaning trying to pull the ball.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to pull it way too hard and all that. Just sit back and drive the ball and...
Here's the 0-1, and Hewitt takes a little low, 1-1.
Ooh.
Cali before yesterday and homered in four consecutive softball games, all in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Hennings fires, and Hewitt goes after a fastball and misses 1-2. That just tells you what a perfectionist Cali is. She has one bad game, and she's frustrated mm-hmm. with herself now. That's what makes her so good. 1-2, the pitch. Hewitt takes wide, 2-2. There's some good velocity coming from mm-hmm. Hennings.
There is.
Two balls, two strikes with a runner at second and two out. Top of the first inning on the Syndax scoreboard. The 2-2 on the way, and Hewitt blasts it.
Get
deep
out.
To left. Bye-bye, softball. Into the garden.
Oh, my goodness.
She absolutely torched it. Who's frustrated with their swing? It's 2-0 Carrington. Wow.
Wow.
The fifth postseason homer of the year for Cali Hewitt. 2-0 Cardinals. Good grief.
That ball is pissed on. Pardon the language.
She absolutely destroyed it. There is a wind blowing out to left, but that had nothing to do mm-mm. with that. 200 down the lines, 218 to center, and 300 to where that thing landed. Here's Bryn Smith. She takes high, ball one. My God.
Maybe even be 315.
I mean, that is one of the furthest hit balls we've seen this year.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know where it bounced off. Did it bounce off that sidewalk over there?
It may have, yeah. Here's the 1-0. Smith takes low, 2-0. So, here's your trivia answer. The first runs ever scored by Carrington at a state tournament are a Cali Hewitt home run. 2-0 to Bryn Smith. A 2-0 on the way from Hennings. Very high, 3-0. You hit a home run, the pitcher's a little rattled.
She is a little rattled. She's frustrated with herself. You can tell because she's trying to overthrow.
3-0 with Lauren Hendrickson next, and she will have to wait as the 3-0 is a strike. It's 3-1. I mean, my goodness. Cali Hewitt hitting one to a very well-put-together garden
mm-hmm.
out beyond left field.
Somebody's
3-1. And Smith blasts it to right, coming on and making the catch is Jungling, and the side is retired. But in the top of the first for Carrington, two runs on two hits with no errors and nobody left. Cali Hewitt's two-run home run has the Syndax scoreboard reading the Cardinals 2 and the Stars coming up when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Here at Syndax Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at syndaccooperative.com. Syndax Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Carrington House Movers specializes in taking care of your building from where it is to its new destination. With their location locally, it's easy to get a hold of them and get the job done. With nothing but 5-star ratings, there's no job they can't do. Call them for pricing and information at 652-1863, 652-1863. Find them on Facebook at Carrington House Movers, 652-1863.
Let's set the defense behind Mara Coots for you. Left to right in the outfield is Aubrey Nice, Cadence Van Ray, and Bailey Ness. Left side of the infield today, Lauren Hendrickson and Cali Hewitt. Right side, Ella Volk and Bryn Smith. The catcher is Isabel Wendell, and here is freshman Mara Coots. And her first pitch is taken a little low, 1-0 to Jocelyn Jungling.
It's a good spot.
1-0 the count, and it bounces in, 2-0. One of the big problems yesterday for Carrington was that they walked 9.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. The 2-0 is high, ball 3.
As we were speaking. strike one. You gotta
throw strike one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 3-0 from Coots, and it's high into the backstop, a leadoff walk. So here's Lauren Tagestad.
And I think if you're Mara too, you got a little bit of nerves and all that just because it's your first state tournament pitching in it and all that. So
she did go an inning and a third yesterday. First pitch. Tagestad shows bunt, takes in the turf, and down to second goes Jungling. It's ball one, and all five pitches have been out of the strike zone.
Just got to relax, settle down, and throw strikes. Pitch to contact.
The 1-0 is high it, ball two.
If they hit it, they hit it.
The conditions in the ballpark, it's a little more humid, wind blowing out. There could be runs in this game. The 2-0 is bunted foul, 2-1. So while a 2-0 lead is fantastic, it's probably not going to end 2-0.
You never know.
That's true. You don't know. That's true. Each game has its own script hidden somewhere. The 2-1 is fouled out of play down the right field line, 2-2.
That's a disappointment.
Nobody made the play?
Nope.
Tatum here, trapped in here, going, I would have made that play. Here's a 2-2. Hit on the ground towards Hewitt. It ate her up a bit, and all hands are set. Now the runner's coming to the plate and scoring. Jungling scores on the E6.
I don't know if we want to call that an error. That ball kind of... We'll see what they mark it as.
It's either an E6 or a hit and an E6 because you have to account for the runner coming home. It will be a hit and an E6. And now the pitch is strike, the throw down late. Tagestad is aboard in scoring position.
Ooh. Wow.
On strike one to LaFrambois.
That was close.
So a hit and an error on that previous play. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes to count. Can Coots get the first out of the inning right here? It rolls in, literally, all the way to the backstop into third. Goes Tagestad on the wild one.
Just settle down, throw strikes.
1-2. By the way, I told you it wasn't going to end 2-0. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a... just got a piece. Did LaFrambois. The pitcher, Kaya Hennings, is on deck. 1-2 the count. Coots deals. Hit on a hop to second. What a backhand play by Volk. She throws out the runner at first. Tagestad scores. The game is tied. But what a backhand play on a short hop
Great
by
play.
Ella Volk.
Great play there.
We're tied at two. And Kaya Hennings will be the hitter.
Off that turf. Oof.
2-2 on the Sendak scoreboard. First pitch is high, 1-0. Again, the winner to play Velva Drake Ganimoose at noon tomorrow. Losing team to face Mayport CG Hatton Northwood at 9:30. The 1-0 is hit on the ground off of Callie Hewitt into center field. That's going to be scored a hit.
That was a screamer.
They're hitting the ball pretty hard off Mara. And here comes Cameron Allard. And here comes a courtesy runner over at first base, and this will be Peyton Robertson.
That was a screamer.
That was smoked, absolutely. Keep in mind, if Carrington are playing Mayport, CG, Hatton, Northwood, we would be with you at 10. The game will have already started. Carrington hoping not to worry about that.
Agreed.
So here's Cameron Allard, right-handed batter, in the last of our first inning, the pitch. And she takes a strike. The runner goes. The throw down is late. Ooh. And a stolen base for Robertson.
Ooh.
That was close, wasn't it?
I beg to differ.
It wasn't close?
No, I wasn't talking about that. I was.
Thought you were correcting the play-by-play guy, which is perfectly acceptable.
No, I am not. I wasn't correcting you. It
looked like they got the tag, but safe was the call. The 0-1 swinging a miss 0-2. I thought they dropped the tag on her, but that's okay as Coots ahead 0-2 now. Now does she have a put-away pitch? Here's the 0-2 to Allard.
Ooh.
Just above the belt. That's actually a perfect 0-2 pitch, isn't
it? That is.
That is as good as it gets. You want it just above the hitting zone. See if you can get a chase.
See if you can get her to...
1-2. Low. Gets away. And down to third.
She's
got to
move. She's got to move.
Is Robertson.
Thank you.
So the lead run is at third base for the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the wildest start to any of these games in Fargo this week so far. The 2-2. Hit in the air pretty well to center. Back goes Van Ray at the wall. It's gone. Cameron Allard to straightaway center over the 218 sign, and it's 4-2 Botno.
Wow.
To dead center. You can't hit it more center than that. Van Ray thought she had a play. To be honest, off the bat, I thought she had a play, but it just kept going. And here's Harley Parisian.
I guess that wind is blowing out.
It is. When you see the wind blowing out when you walk into a ballpark, do your eyes get big as a hitter?
Not really, honestly. I mean, you just, if you hit it, and if it gets high enough to where the wind will carry it and all that, it's a gift, if that's what we want to call it. If it goes over, it goes over.
First pitch is a check swing at ball one. All right, let me twist it then. If you walk into the ballpark and you see the wind blowing out and you're a pitcher, do you start to cringe?
No, because that's when you know you just can't throw one right down the middle, because then it's probably going to go.
1-0, line drive through the middle, a base hit. A single for Parisian. And that is four hits in the inning for the Stars. They lead 4-2 over Carrington. And here comes left-handed batting Cameron Tweed. As that base hit sends the Velvet Drake Anamoose Aggies out of here. They're going to get some lunch, I would imagine.
Something like that.
After their win, the pitch bounces in, gets away, and down to second is Parisian.
Just relax. She's rattled after she threw that, just like the Botno pitcher was.
Yep. If you like offense, go grab your favorite beverage. The 1-0 is high, 2-0. We might see a lot of it in this game. 2-0 the count. The pitch from Coots. Outside, ball three.
Oh, my goodness.
She has thrown 26 pitches, 14 out of the zone.
Oof.
It's a long inning for the freshman. The 3-0 bounces in. Ball four gets away. Parisian's at third. And now going down to second on indifference is Tweed. And a visit to the circle by Brady Smith. And while he does that, we pause 10 seconds for station identification as we approach the top of the hour. Live from Thurlton Park in Fargo, this is a Class B state softball tournament.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Just an opportunity to breathe here for Mara?
Yeah, honestly, if you're head coach Brady Smith, I mean, you just tell your team, settle down, relax, and the game will come. I mean, you got to let the game come to you and all that, and... Right now, we're just kind of, what do you want to call it, pressing.
Pressing, absolutely. So, it will be the already eighth batter of the inning, Jalen Grant.
All right, get the 8 and 9 batter and come in and hit. That way you can reset and face the top of the order in the second inning.
First pitch from Coots is taken for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. B.J. Walters and Tate Wolski with you from Tharaldson Park in Fargo. This consolation semi, a bounding ball towards short. Callie Hewitt fields, throws to first in time. Right. A run scores, and it's 5-2 Stars. As coming in to score on the play was Parisian, and on to third is Tweed.
That's a great play there. Don't worry about that runner at third and all that. Just get the out. Now you got two down.
Anna Tiffany takes ball one. The designated player and nine-hole hitter. The 1-0. Hit on the ground, foul, 1-1.
Ow.
Coots at 31 pitches. Maybe it's just me. I'll ask after this pitch, unless it ends the inning. The 1-1. Outside ball two. It does not seem to me like this five-run inning is that damaging.
Mm-mm. Not after that home run and all that by Hewitt. It's just, I think it just settled everybody down a little bit because you scored.
The 2-1 is floated into right field. A base hit for Tiffany, and now it's a six-run inning. An RBI single at 6-2. As coming in to score is Tweed.
No, I think it's just our bats will come around. I mean, you know she's hittable because you have.
This has been an inning dominated by the two offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Now back to Jungling in the top of the order, and that's swung on and missed. Strike one.
What the? Wow. Wow.
She really chased.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing and one, the pitch. Bounces in. Whoa, nice backhand by Isabel Wendell to save it. 1-1.
I think that's one thing Coach Smith, when he went out there, he told Isabel just to.
Now the 1-1. Slapped foul pass first. 1-2.
That's an L by that coach. He didn't even make an attempt.
And he also says that he's safe.
Mm-hmm.
He just gave the safe sign. And so one thing about the consolation bracket, you can kind of let the hair down and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
1-2. Here it is. And it's off speed and bounced to Callie Hewitt, who throws to first in time, side retired. In the first inning, 6 runs on 5 hits with an error and 1 left. And at the end of an inning on the Sendak scoreboard, it's Botno 6, Carrington 2, and this Class B state consolation semi continues in a moment.
Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
What will it take to reach your goals? You need a winning team on your side, and Bay Forward's winning team can hit it out of the park to meet your needs. Call Bay Forward in Carrington today to join their roster of satisfied customers. Bay Forward has the team and the solutions to meet all your banking needs. Bay Forward of Carrington will be cheering on the Cardinals, and they wish all the teams in the tournament good luck. Bay Forward of Carrington, member FDIC.
So work to do for the Cardinals. They trail 6-2. Lauren Hendrickson, Ella Volk, and Bailey Ness against Kaya Hennings here in the second inning. Sendak scoreboard was busy in that first inning. There were 8 runs and 7 hits combined between the two. Right-handed hitter Lauren Hendrickson bats, the junior third baseman, against Hennings. First pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1.
Kind of chasing everything right now, I'm not going to lie.
0-1 the count, and that's on the inside corner. That's a good pitch, 0-2. It's tough to hit that. Mm-hmm. Even if you do hit it, what are you going to do? Back to the circle?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. 0-2. Now they set up outside to Hendrickson. The 0-2 to Lauren is high. 1-2.
Carrington with a little bit better plate discipline this game compared to yesterday.
1-2 the count. Hennings deals, and it is taken. Strike three. Call off the glove of the catcher. The throw to first is in time. Strikeout 2-3, the second strikeout of the early going.
Second baseman, number 15.
And here's Ella Volk with one down in the second. Carrington had four hits yesterday, two from Mara Coots, one from Isabel Wendell, one from Bryn Smith. Everyone else looking for their first career state tournament hit, and Volk takes a pitch that was maybe on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. 0-1 the count to the freshman second baseman. The pitch comes inside and almost got her, 1-1.
I thought it did.
She, of course, will move to catcher next year, and Kennedy Trostad will be the everyday second baseman. 1-1 the count, the pitch. And Volk swings and misses, 1-2. We say that. That's provided no injuries, no random superstar player moving in or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, as things stand, that is true. Here's a 1-2, and it's swung on and missed, strike three. Three strikeouts now for Hennings, and there's two down for Bailey Ness. So Ness hits. She played a good right field yesterday against Central Cass, I thought. First pitch, Ness takes a strike. It's 0-1. Well, give Hennings credit. Mm-hmm. She sees that she's getting a little more on the inside, and she just continues to throw it there.
Yeah, kudos to her. And she keeps getting strike one, keeps getting ahead of everybody.
0-1, fisted straight back, 0-2. I mean, that's what you pitchers are taught to do. Okay, he's given me this far. Go an inch further. Okay, he's given me this far. Go 1 inch further. Mm-hmm. Just see how far you can go. You pitchers are sly devils. Here's the 0-2. And it swung on and missed, and she strikes out the side. Does Kaya Hennings, and a 1-2-3 top of the second inning. No runs, hits, errors, or anybody left. And through an inning and a half on the Syndax scoreboard, Botno 6, Carrington 2. And Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
The snow has melted and the open road is calling. At Bissett Motors, we've got the perfect ride to help you make the most of North Dakota summer. With rates as low as 0% and no payments for 90 days, now is the time to upgrade your vehicle to a new Chevrolet and not worry about making a payment until August. Stop in or call 701-652-2955 and schedule a test drive today.
It is the 2-3-4 hitters in the Botno order. Lauren Tagestad, Lydia Laframboise, and Kaya Hennings in the second. And the first one bounces in 1-0. Mara Coots threw 37 pitches in the first inning.
It's a lot.
The 1-0 is wide, and it's 2-0. Tagestad singled and scored back in that first inning. We're talking over the break. 6-2, okay, whatever. You can't fall further behind.
Mm-mm.
The 2-0 is low. 3-0.
Just throw strikes.
3-0 the count. Coots ready, throws. High ball four. Second inning in a row that has begun for Botno with a poor pitch walk.
Mm-hmm.
And here is Lydia Laframboise.
See if you can get a ground ball double play here.
She did ground out in her first at bat. The pitch bounces in, 1-0.
So she's trying to find her grip on something. Is it the fastball?
I don't know, honestly. She's
1-0. Is hit on the ground, but through the left side. A base hit. Two on, nobody out for the Stars in the second. And it brings up Kaya Hennings. She singled in her first at bat, and we will get a courtesy runner at first base, and that will be Harmony Bliss.
My guess is you're probably going to see a bunt here.
Really? Cleanup hitter?
I'd guess so.
I'd be mildly surprised if that happens. You try and let your cleanup hitter hit one to the garden out there.
I don't know about that.
No, that's a Callie Hewitt special.
True.
Two on, nobody out in the second. 6-2, Botno. And now Hewitt to Hennings. First pitch.
Coots.
Or Coots to Hennings. A swing and a miss. Gets away, and on the pass ball, both runners move up.
Well, now you probably ain't going to see a bump.
0-1 the count. You got so used to seeing one pitcher out there that it's kind of repetitive as a play-by-play guy. The 0-1 is a little high. One ball and one strike. Cameron Allard, who homered in her first at-bat, is on deck. The 1-1. There's a strike over the inside. And so Mara Coots takes advantage of that inside corner.
There, you found it. Now use it.
1-2 the count. Second and third, nobody out in the last of the second inning on the Syndax scoreboard. The pitch off speed, popped up, back towards us, and caught. Who is that?
Oh, I think that's a Van Ray.
It's one of the Van Rays that made the catch.
Smooth.
Made it smooth, too.
Smooth player. Wonder what he lost.
The 1-2 bounces in, 2-2. Yeah, it looks like he's scrambling for something. Not sure what it is. Of course, they're going to come get that softball from him. Here's a 2-2, and it bounces in. Wendell blocked it and saved a run. It's 3-2.
All right, now you've tried everything else. Now,
you don't want to face Allard with the bases loaded. Here's a 3-2. And it's hit on the ground to Callie Hewitt, who fields, throws to first, low, and Brent Smith couldn't dig it out. And now the runner coming to the plate, and she will score. Two runs score, and then the throw gets away, and down to second goes Hennings. A mess of a play. There is an error on Brent Smith, E3, and then an error on Mara Coots, E1.
Wow.
And again, the runner at second base will be Peyton Robertson. Here's Cameron Allard, who sent one to dead center and out of here her first time. It's 8-2, Botno, last of the second inning. And a little roller goes foul. It's 0-1. Carrington's got to put this fire out here pretty quick. Nothing in one is the count. And the 0-1 is a strike over the outside. There you go. Got a head of her. Now, where's the put-away pitch? Can we see a put-away pitch from Mara Coots?
Try up, and if you don't get that, probably.
The 0-2. Bounced it in, gets away, down to third on the wild pitch, goes Robertson. So the ninth run stands at third, nobody out, second inning, and now the 1-2 from Coots. Off speed, swing and a miss, a Bickett Insurance strikeout for Mara. That was really something.
That was nice. That was a nice pitch.
Hurley Parisian will hit. So Allard has made Coots look bad, and now Coots has made Allard look bad. First pitch, hit in the air, first base side. Bryn Smith runs out of room. It's on the roof of the Carrington dugout. It's 0-1.
Good job here by Mara after you got through those two, three, four, five batters. And
that bounces in 1-1.
Good job by Mara just to settle down and throw strike one. I think she's gotten ahead of everybody but the people, the girls that were on base.
Here's a 1-1. Hit on the ground to third. Hendrickson snares it. Throws to first in time. The throw to the plate. And no, the ball out of Wendell's glove. She immediately takes the glove out. She would have been out if Wendell had held on. But a ground out 5-3, and it's 9-2.
That hurts. Ouch.
And so here is left-handed hitting Cameron Tweed, who walked in her first at bat. 9-2 Stars, the pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. Ella Volk cannot play it in E4. The fourth error of the game for Carrington.
Wow. Man. You don't...
Jalen Grant will hit.
You don't, honestly, if you're Ella there, you can't backhand that. That's a ball you just got to slide over, get in front of, and step and throw to first.
So here is Grant, who grounded out in her first at bat. The pitch is high, 1-0.
And that makes your pitcher throw extra pitches that she doesn't need to throw.
That was Mara's 59th. Through an inning and two-thirds. The pitch is high, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to count.
Wow.
60 pitches evenly split, balls and strikes. That's high, ball three. On deck, nine-hole hitter, Anna Tiffany. Three and oh, and here it is. Bounced it, ball four. Two on, two out for Tiffany, who had an RBI single on her first at bat. And here comes Brady Smith, and I just have a sneaky suspicion that Callie Hewitt might ask for the ball. And she's going to be given the ball. So we will take a break. We're in the bottom of the second inning. It's 9-2 Stars, and Callie Hewitt is coming in to pitch when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
This is Rob Kuhneman of Fargo, a current Big Ten, Summit League, and Mid-American Conference basketball official. Why officiate? Some officiate to give back to the sport that gave so much to them when they were growing up. Some officiate to be a role model for aspiring officials. Others officiate to make a difference. You can be an official. Call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activity Association at 701-845-3953 to learn more.
A message from the NDHSAA and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
Defensive changes for Carrington. The new shortstop is Mara Coots. The new pitcher is Callie Hewitt. The line scores box score as it stands for Coots right now. An inning and two-thirds, she gave up six hits. So far, nine runs, seven earned, but there's two on base with four walks and a strikeout and also six wild pitches. And now Callie Hewitt, who took the loss yesterday, going 2 2/3 innings. She gave up 13 runs, but only six were earned.
Mm-hmm.
And she will face Anna Tiffany. Tiffany hit that flare to right field that scored a run back in the first. That was the last of the six first inning runs. It's now 9-2 in the second. The pitch blasted in the air, foul, and it's 0-1. Along the third baseline, everybody gave it a look, but Nobody really had a play, and it's 0-1. Hewitt, the sophomore, ready, throws. A strike good over the inside. Now, I was just going to mention that. Cali attacks that side of the plate by default. Mm-hmm. This might be a good umpire for her.
I agree.
0-2, the pitch. Tapped foul, still 0-2. I mean, she does not like going outside. She wants to be into the righties. This umpire seems to be giving you into the righties.
Agreed. Seems to be giving a lot lately.
0-2. Here it is from Hewitt. And it's tapped to third, but foul. Still 0-2.
Jesus.
Nine to two in the second in favor of Botno. Another 0-2 on the way. Off speed in the turf. 1-2. You know, usually Callie's first off speed pitch bounces in. That was actually a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It takes her one or two to get used to it. The 1-2. The stiff foul straight back, still 1-2. Final broadcast of the school year tomorrow. Carrington against either Mayport, CG Hatton, Northwood, or Velva Drake Animoose. The 1-2 is high, 2-2. That was a fastball.
That was a good spot.
It was. Two on, two out. Two balls, two strikes in the second inning.
All right, now you got to think and go off speed.
The pitch. Fisted. Not quite out of play. Against the netting. Still 2-2. Ninth pitch of the at-bat upcoming.
Wow.
Five of them have been fouled off.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 2-2 with two on and two out. Hewitt throws. Hit on the ground to Lauren Hendrickson. Steps
on
the bag, and the side is retired. Three more runs in the inning. And at the end of two on the Sendak scoreboard, it now reads Botno 9, Carrington 2, and Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Third inning coming up. Aubrey Nice, Mara Kutz, and Isabel Wendell against Kaya Hennings, who has only thrown 31 pitches in her two innings.
If you're Carrington here, you got to try and plate a couple across.
Just to keep the game pressure on them.
You can't let Botno get too comfortable.
Aubrey Nice will lead off, the Carrington left fielder, against Hennings, who gave up the two-run shot in the first to Hewitt. The pitch. And Nice check swing goes around 0-1. Give the kids a lesson again, Tate.
If you're going to swing, swing. Do not check swing.
Nothing in one the count. And the 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2.
She tried checking her swing again.
So what you're saying is some of those swings that look really goofy are okay.
Yes, honestly. If you're going to swing, swing.
0-2, here it is. And Nice takes high, 1-2. This is a 9-hole hitter, so we'll see the adjustments the second time through coming up. Here's a 1-2 from Hennings. And it's swung on and missed. Strike three. That's four straight strikeouts and five Bickett Insurance strikeouts overall for Kaya Hennings.
Jeez.
And here comes Mara Kutz, who was one of them.
Nice was really, really far behind her. on that strike three pitch.
First pitch now to Coots, who is 2-for-4 in the state tournament.
Oh,
she hits one
goodness.
In the air to left. It's going to be foul, and it's 0-1.
Ooh. Bet you that's one Mara wants back.
It was middle.
Mm-hmm.
You could have done one of those MLB The Show perfect mm-hmm. swings on that.
True.
That's right. I might be old. I still play MLB The Show. 0-1. Here it is. Fisted towards third. It is down. A foul ball. 0-2.
Mara's really trying to jump on her. Trying to jump on her fastball.
When a pitcher's pitching into you, you have to make a concerted effort to go the other way, right?
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
0-2. And here it is with Wendell on deck. Hit in the air. Left field. I think that's going to be a foul ball, too. It is.
Ooh. She could have caught it.
Yeah, I think the left fielder, Allard, did not realize how close she actually got to.
Mm-mm.
She never really reached out. Just thought it was a lost cause. And it landed, what, 2 feet in front of her?
If that.
0-2. She covered some ground, that's for sure. Crossing over into foul territory. Another 0-2. And that one is popped up. A long third. And this time, it's dropped by the shortstop in foul territory. So
was
it's still 0-2.
Foul or fair? Foul.
The shortstop came racing over Grant, but it hit off the tip of her glove. So Coots keeps turning on it. So let's all turn our bodies towards the third baseline and just watch that side of the field for the moment. 0-2. If she turns on one, it's going to go a long way. And she swings and misses strike three. The throw to first in time, and there's two down.
The catcher, number six,
Isabel Wendell singled off the glove of the first baseman back in the first inning. She was aboard when Callie Hewitt hit one that I don't know if you've gotten the alert yet, Tate, but I haven't gotten a landed alert yet.
Me neither.
That's all the way to the backstop, ball one.
Nice velocity.
One and oh the count. I knew that was going to happen this weekend. I knew that was coming. Still funny. Here's a 1-0. And
Wendell cracks
one to left and hits a foul ball home run. It's 1-1. Wow. Isabel just turned on it.
Wow.
You don't think Isabel Wendell when you think the power of the lineup.
Mm-mm.
You think of her for her speed, her on-base percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, did she smoke that. The 1-1 is low 2-1. Two balls and a strike with Cadence Van Ray hoping for a chance here in the third. She's on deck to the right.
I wouldn't want to give her or the four hitter a chance.
The 2-1.
With runners on base.
And that is outside.
Good.
Ball three.
Good. Good.
Very good eye by Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
3-1 to the senior. And the 3-1 is on the way from Hennings. Chopped at the plate, foul 3-2. A good at bat here
mm-hmm.
by Isabel. As Hennings tries to strike out the side for a second consecutive inning.
Mm-hmm.
3-2 the count. And the payoff is on the way. Swing and a miss off speed, and she does strike out the side. Another Bickett Insurance strikeout. That is 7 for Kaya Hennings. And a 1-2-3 third inning. She has retired 7 in a row. We go to the bottom of the third on the Sendak scoreboard. It's 9-2 Botno, and Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Looking to get a good meal at a reasonable price? The Prairie Inn Restaurant of Carrington is your solution. With daily specials, soup and salad bar, and the Express Line lunch buffet, you can't go wrong. Plus, they serve up delicious potato and pasta salads, tasty pies, and caramel rolls.
Yummy!
Call ahead, and the friendly staff at the Prairie Inn will have it ready for you. Call 652-399 1-800-795-9976 or stop by located right by the roundabout. They cater as well. That's the Prairie Inn Restaurant of Carrington, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Did you know you can manage your home Wi-Fi network right from your smartphone? With Dakota Central's premium managed Wi-Fi service, you can quickly and easily manage your home Wi-Fi through the Dakota Central Command IQ app. Set your Wi-Fi password, view connected devices, run speed tests, set up parental controls, and more. Experience premium in-home Wi-Fi with the Command IQ app. Visit DakotaCentral.com to download the app today.
Bottom of the third inning now, and Callie Hewitt will face the top of the order. Jocelyn Jungling. Lauren Tagestad and Lydia Laframboise against the sophomore Callie Hewitt in her first full inning of work. Throws a swing and a miss. Threw it right by Jungling. 0-1. Pretty dirty.
That was.
Nothing and one the count. Hewitt delivers. Swing and a miss. I think, yeah, swing and a miss. 0-2. It went to the backstop. She's blown a fastball by her and thrown the off speed for a swing and a miss. If you're a hitter right now, you are guessing. 0-2. Here it is. It bounces in 1-2. 9-2 Botno on the Sendak scoreboard in the home third inning. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Goodness. Strike three. One down in the third on the Bickett Insurance strikeout.
Yeah, she didn't drop that. She just blew that right by you.
Sure did.
Oh.
And here's Lauren Tagestad, who has walked and singled and scored twice. Hewitt throws. Bunted through it. 0-1.
Wow. She was out of the box before she even...
If she made contact, she may have been out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Here's the 0-1. Now she hits it on the ground, foul of third.
That's sad.
0-2.
Wow.
If you keep this noted, if you're a base coach and you don't make an effort, Tate is going to he is going to give you grief.
That
he's gonna call it sad.
It is.
0-2, here it is. It's off speed and it hit her in the head. That's really gonna hurt. Not really. A hit by pitch with one out, and that will bring up Lydia Laframboise.
Oh, she's not seeing stars.
One on, one out. Gosh dang it, he did it again. He got me to break. That was a very good line there, Tate. Very good line. Well done. I think we're 2-2 now?
Yep.
We're 2-2 this weekend. Okay. All right. So now here is Laframboise, the catcher. First pitch. She shows bunt. Takes ball one in the turf and down to second on the wild pitch goes Tagestad. One out, one on. 9-2. Stars in the third. The 1-0. Low, 2-0. Oh, this time, Wendell makes the play on it, and they've got her thrown out between second and third. There's the tag. Caught stealing, 2-5. Two down.
Wasn't even close. Wow.
Well, she also made a bit of an error in that even if you're thrown out, just keep running, right? Mm-hmm. You don't stop. Here's a 2-0 with the bases clear and two down, and it's popped up. Callie Hewitt over into foul territory to make the catch, and it ends up being a very harmless inning for Callie Hewitt. She faces the minimum, and at the end of three innings on the Sendak scoreboard, our score reads the Botno Stars 9 and the Carrington Cardinals 2, and we'll have more Cardinal softball from the state tournament right after this.
The number of power poles knocked down by farm machinery has increased dramatically over the past 10 years. Since there's not a huge change in who's farming the land, it's possible that auto steering has contributed to the increase. Don't be lulled into complacency before you realize what's happening. You can hit a power pole. Know the location of power lines in fields to make sure you have adequate clearance as you go about your work. We urge you to give safety the highest priority. This safety message is brought to you by Northern Plains Electric and Dakota Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
The heart of this Carrington lineup, Cadence Van Ray, Callie Hewitt, and Bryn Smith coming up here in the fourth inning. Van Ray had a sacrifice bunt in her first at bat. The line scores through three. For Botno, 9 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They've left 3. For Carrington, 2 runs, 2 hits, 4 errors. They haven't left anyone. Kaya Hennings has struck out 7 in a row.
Wow.
And here is Van Ray. Hennings fires to Van Ray, who takes ball one inside. 1-0. That's the first time she's missed on an inside pitch. Maybe the one that almost hit Bryn.
Ella,
that's right. The 1-0 is low, 2-0. But aside from that, she's been able to hit that inside. 2-0 to Van Ray, who does have power. The 2-0 on the way from Hennings. Lined into left center field. That is down and past the left fielder.
Why did she stop?
And out to second base goes Cadence Van Ray with a leadoff stand-up double.
All right.
The left fielder, Allard, came. First off, she got a terrible jump. Then she came over into the alley and dove and was not all that close.
She covered a lot of ground, though. She
did. Callie Hewitt hit one all the way to Grand Forks. It just landed at Albrecht Field.
It'd be Wahpeton.
Or I guess it would be Wahpeton. Thank you, Mr. Directionally Challenged. Hewitt trying to do it again, 0-1. Swing and a miss. So she hit one all the way to the home of the national champions, College of Science. They had to win 3 games Sunday to do that. And they did. Here's the 0-1. Hewitt takes a strike at the knees, 0-2. Congratulations to the Wildcats on doing that. That was a heck of a comeback.
That was impressive.
0-2 the count. The pitch, Hewitt. Hits one foul straight back, and it's 0-2. And if you throw that again, it's not probably going to go straight back because that was right down the middle.
Yep.
0-2 to Callie Hewitt. Van Ray at second, nobody out in the fourth. The pitch. Hewitt fouled. Look out. That may have gotten our friends at DAY upstairs. That was headed directly at them, if there's anyone up there. I think there are because they're still running camera. 0-2 the count.
Dang it.
Tate, you stay where you're at.
Just hoping it just drop down.
The 0-2. Hewitt fouls another one off, and it's still 0-2. No balls and two strikes to Callie. 5 postseason homers this year, 1 last year in the playoffs. Here's the 0-2.
Oh my goodness. Gosh.
It's foul, but my gosh. That gets a round of applause from some people.
Wow.
She absolutely murdered that ball.
That was an off speed, too.
It was.
Holy Moses.
Here's the 0-2. Hewitt swings and strikes out. There's one down. Another Bickett Insurance strikeout for Hennings. And here's Bryn Smith, who flied out in her first at bat.
See if Bryn could poke one down the right field line. She took it the other way the last time.
She did. Hit it out to right. First pitch to the senior. Bounces in, 1-0. Van Ray doubled to begin the inning. She is at second base with one out. And here's the 1-0. And Bryn Fowle tips it. It's 1-1. A ball and a strike. And here it is. Fouled straight back, 1-2, and tragically, nobody made the play.
That is tragic.
I'm learning your lingo there, Nate.
Yep.
I'm learning it.
Yep.
1-2 the count. What the kids are saying these days. A 1-2. Outside.
Ooh.
And that is consistent. If an umpire is giving you that much off the inside, he probably is going to take away that much on the outside. 2-2 the count.
Wow.
The pitch to Smith is inside. Ball 3 with a screwball. On deck is Lauren Hendrickson. It is 9-2 Botno in the fourth inning. The payoff on the way from the right-hander. And it's hit on the ground out towards short. The throw to first is up the line.
Ow.
Around third, Van Ray. She will stay at third. And on the E6, they're at the corners.
I think it went off first base coach Shelby. Both.
It did. And if not for that, maybe Van Ray would have scored. Shelby Botha coaching first, Brady Smith at third. Here's Lauren Hendrickson. She struck out in her first at bat. A chance for Carrington to get a couple back here. Runners in the corners, one down, and Hendrickson swings and misses. 0-1.
See what Coach Brady Smith has up his sleeve here to try and do.
Nothing in one the count. And the 0-1, Hendrickson swings and misses, and Smith steals second. They throw behind Van Ray. She's safe. A stolen base for Bryn Smith, her 12th in 13 attempts this year. And it's 0-2.
Put the ball in play. Base hit probably scores two.
Here's the 0-2, and Hendrickson swings and strikes out. And the inning is on Ella Volk after another Pickett Insurance strikeout. And already for the right-hander Hennings, she has 9 strikeouts. She's only gotten 11 outs, 9 by strikeout, including Ella Volk her first time. The pitch, Volk swings and misses, and she was trying to make it 9-5 in a hurry. It's 0-1.
Just a nice, easy base hit.
Base hit scores 2. Bryn Smith is a very good base runner. Here's the 0-1 to Ella. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Ella looks a little behind the fastball. 0-2 the count. Here it is. And Volk takes inside, 1-2. If the inning continues, Bailey Ness is on deck.
Get a pass ball here or something. Base hit.
1-2 the count. And here it is. Fouled off the catcher. That can't feel good. Still 1-2.
Check, make sure the ball's okay.
That ball had a family. They're going to switch it out. Actually, that's what you say to the ball that Callie hit out of here. That ball had a family. The ball doesn't anymore because it is now deceased, but it did. 1-2.
Buried it in the garden.
Here it comes. Fisted towards short and caught.
Dang it.
By the shortstop Grant, and the side is retired. No runs on a hit and error. And two left. And as we go to the bottom of the fourth, we're halfway through it. After 3.5 on the Sendak scoreboard, Botno 9, Carrington 2, and Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Need a solid foundation for your next big project? Trust us at Central City Excavating, Carrington's go-to crew for excavation done right. From site prep to septic systems, demolition to drainage, we've got the heavy equipment and the know-how to get the job done on time and on budget. Locally owned, fully licensed, always reliable. Call Central City Excavating today at 701-652-5735. Central City Excavating. We dig North Dakota.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance, protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui.
On to the last of the fourth inning of this consolation semi, Hennings, Allard, and Parisian against Callie Hewitt, who's been pretty good in relief in an inning and a third here. 9-2 in the fourth, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hennings has singled and reached on an error.
She tried hitting the crap out of that one.
Yep. And because it was off speed, there was
her head ended up in Moorhead.
0-1.
Again.
Did it again, 0-2.
Her head ended up in Moorhead.
Which is what way? No, I'm totally kidding. 0-2 the count. Here's the 0-2 from Hewitt. And it's tapped on the ground foul, still 0-2. We talk so much about Mara Coots and how good she's going to be. Here's the 0-2. Hit on the ground foul.
That, oh my.
We might be missing the point because we talked about earlier that Mara could be the first collegiate softball player for Carrington. Not if Callie Hewitt has anything to say about it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's showing out. The 0-2. Oh, swing and a miss. Another Bigot Insurance strikeout for Hewitt. Here's Cameron Allard.
She said, got you.
Allard hit a two-run homer back in the first inning. That gave Botno the lead. The pitch hit on the ground through the left side, a base hit. A one-out single for Allard.
Just knock it down, thank you.
Whew. And here is Harley Parisian. She is singled and grounded out. If you're Carrington, you just want to put up zeros. By the way, that zero in the third inning, the first time they've ever shut out an opponent in an inning at a state tournament. Showing bunt, Parisian. It's off the glove of Wendell, and the passed ball will allow for Allard to go to second.
That's a strike.
It's hard to catch against a person who's got a bat in the way.
I thought that was a strike, but that's just me.
The 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1.
Way out in front.
This is the best off-speed stuff Callie has maybe had all year. Real good stuff. 1-1. She threw 99 pitches yesterday. The 1-1 lined out to left. Aubrey Nice plays it on a short hop around third, and scoring is Allard on the RBI single by Parisian. It's 10-2. Here's Cameron Tweed. Tweed has walked and reached on an error. The ball was knuckling on Aubrey Nice the whole way. The pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1.
Ooh, she, woof. He didn't even step on that one. Hoofda. Jesus.
The 0-1. Fouled straight back, 0-2. We're in the bottom of the fourth, 10-2. Carrington trailing the Botno Stars. The 0-2, low, 1-2.
Ooh.
Good job by Wendell to smother that.
Wendell said,
Again, if this score holds, the game would start at 9:30. We would begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow. The 1-2 is outside.
Ooh.
2-2.
Strike three.
That was really close. But 2-2.
There's nothing close about it, not going to lie.
A 2-2 swing and a miss, strike three. Callie Hewitt gets another big insurance strikeout. And there's two down for Jalen Grant, who has walked and grounded out.
Oh, well, wouldn't have mattered either way.
This is really impressive from Callie Hewitt right now. The pitch. Off speed, but, well, no, that wasn't off speed. That was a fastball high 1-0. A ball and no strikes to count. And a pop-up back towards us. Who's going to make the play? The fences, or the net, I should say.
We can call it a fence. Close enough.
Well, thank you. It's one ball and one strike.
We'll call it a write-off.
Look at Tate giving me the benefit of the doubt. What a guy, huh?
I wouldn't go that far.
There's the 1-1 on the way. It is swung on and popped up on the infield. And
call it.
The ball calls off.
Oh, my goodness.
And makes the catch. The side is retired. A run on two hits.
I just got a gray hair.
No errors and one left. And at the end of four complete on the Sendak scoreboard, 10-2 Botno. And Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Carrington House Movers specializes in taking care of your building from where it is to its new destination. With their location locally, it's easy to get a hold of them and get the job done. With nothing but 5-star ratings, there's no job they can't do. Call them for pricing and information at 652-1863, 652-1863. Find them on Facebook at Carrington House Movers, 652-1863.
Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
On to the fifth inning, and Carrington will have up 8-9-1. Bailey Ness leads off, and she fouls off the bunt into the mitt. It's 0-1. Ness, nice coots here in the fifth inning. I mean, Kaya Hennings has dominated this game. The 0-1 is fisted past Hennings to second. The throw to first is just in time to get Bailey Ness. Just in time on the ground out to second, one away. Here's Aubrey Nice, who struck out. So far in the game, Hennings has struck out 9 and given up 3 hits. Nice was a strikeout victim her first time, and here she takes ball 1, so already the little adjustment. You mentioned how she was late on the fastball the first time. 1-0. Here it is. High 2-0. And 2-0 is the count. Here it is to Aubrey Nice. And it's low. Ooh, it's a strike. 2-1.
I don't know.
Borderline.
Catcher's glove is like this. I don't know.
Yep. It was turned over. Palm up. 2-1. Here it comes. And it's high. Ball 3. On deck is Mara Coots and then Isabel Wendell and then the meat of the lineup. I don't know that you want to be messing around with the 9-hole hitter.
Mm-mm.
Nothing against Aubrey, just saying. The 3-1 is a strike on the inside, 3-2.
It's going to be a strike every time.
3-2 the count. Honestly, I'd go
right back
there.
As long as it doesn't hit you, exactly.
I'd go right back there. Here's the payoff. They are, and it's swung on and missed. Strike 3, another strikeout, number 10 on the Bacon Insurance strikeouts for Kaya Henning.
That was ball four. That's
Mara Kutz has struck out twice in the game.
That was probably ball four.
Too close to take, though.
It was.
First pitch to Kutz with two down and nobody on. It is swung on and bounced up the middle.
Ooh.
Off the glove of the shortstop and on through.
I'm going to give that a hit.
I would think that is a hit. The fourth of the game for Carrington and the third of the tournament for Mara Kutz.
The catcher number six,
Isabel Wendell, is singled and struck out in the game.
See if Isabel can get a hold of one like she did last time, but keep it fair.
Yeah. First pitch to the senior catcher is low, 1-0. You're not going to get anything on the outside half because the inside half is so big. It's just it's how it's been the whole game, been very consistent. The 1-0. Wendell, a little nubber back to the circle. Henning flips underhand to first, and the side is retired. Carrington gets a hit and strands one onto the bottom of the fifth inning. It is still Botano 10, Carrington 2, and Cardinal softball continues in just a moment.
What will it take to reach your goals? You need a winning team on your side, and Bank Forward's winning team can hit it out of the park to meet your needs. Call Bank Forward and Carrington today to join their roster of satisfied customers. Bank Forward has the team and the solutions to meet all your banking needs. Bank Forward of Carrington will be cheering on the Cardinals, and they wish all the teams in the tournament good luck. Bank Forward of Carrington, member FDIC.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
So the Cardinals have to prevent two runs from scoring in this inning to get to the sixth. It'll be 9-1 and 2. Anna Tiffany, Jocelyn Jungling, and Lauren Tagestad against Callie Hewitt. Anna Tiffany has singled for an RBI down the right field line and grounded out to Lauren Hendrickson. The pitch from Hewitt is inside 1-0.
She just tried leaning into that.
She did. 1-0 the count. There's the 1-0 on the way. And it's fisted in the air back towards us. And that landed very close to, I believe, Isabel Wendell's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Wendell down there.
Hmm.
One strike and one ball the count. Hewitt throws. Bounces it in, 2-1. Hewitt has thrown 39 pitches. She's been very good in her 2 1/3 innings.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-1. Fouled off, 2-2.
Hmm. You know, the least you could do is help the catcher out. Don't got to back up from the ball. I mean, it doesn't bite.
Isabel's been very busy back there. Getting all of the foul balls, all of everything. The 2-2 bounces in, 3-2.
I mean, it doesn't bite or anything like that, so.
3-2 the count. The 3-2 is just inside, ball four. First walk for Callie in the game, and here's Jocelyn Jungling, who has struck out, walked, and grounded out.
That
was awfully close.
I'm not going to argue balls and strikes now.
First pitch is low on the bluff of the bunt. It's 1-0. The count to the leadoff hitter, Jungling. The pitch, she bunts through it, 1-1. How hard is it actually to bunt against a good pitcher?
Pretty difficult because against a good pitcher, they're going to find a way to work around it.
1-1, tapped foul, 1-2.
Jesus, not an axe. My goodness. Yeah, that is going to hurt.
I should say so. One ball and two strikes to count.
You just swung at that like an axe. Sure hope it hurt your hands.
And now the 1-2. Line pass hoots in the left field. A base hit. The possible winning run is aboard for Botno. Two on and nobody out for Lauren Tegestad, who's been on all three times. A hit by pitch, a walk, and a single. You know Carrington would like to get through all seven innings today.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know it. The pitch, showing bunt, and it's... Now, that hit twice. Was the second one in the box or out? It was in. It's a foul ball and strike one. Because if you make contact with the ball outside, with the bat or the body, outside of the box, it's an out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 2-1 assisted. Nothing in one the count. The pitch to Tegestad. She's bunting, and she misses 0-2.
Jesus.
That was not a real good attempt.
No.
Granted, it was a bit of a drop ball, but still, that was not a real good attempt.
Don't know how you can miss it. Jesus.
The 0-2. Bounce up the middle. Pass Volk into center. Here comes the rest of the plate, and the throw is wild. It gets away. Everybody moves up. A run is home. It's second and third, nobody out, and it's 11-2. An RBI single, and then going to third on the error, the E8. And to second is Tegestad. And now the possible game-ending run stands at third base with nobody out. And a pop-up.
Oh, no.
Right field. Bailey Ness comes on, makes the catch, tagging, and scoring the winning run is Jungling, and the ball game is over. A sacrifice fly RBI scores the run, and the game is over as the Botno Braves pick up a 12-2 win over the Carrington Cardinals in this consolation semifinal. 12-2, the final on the Sendak scoreboard in five innings. We will have our Bank Forward Carrington postgame report in a moment when Cardinal softball continues after this.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance, protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Before we dive into the Bank Forward Carrington postgame report, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Thurlson Park in Fargo, North Dakota, this is Cardinal Softball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
BJ Walters and Tate Wolski back with you at Thurlson Park. The final line scores in this one, 12 runs, 10 hits, 1 error leaving 5 for Botno. Carrington, 2 runs, 4 hits, 5 errors leaving 3. The winning pitcher is Kaya Hennings. The loss is charged to Mara Kutz. And the ball game was played in an hour and 21 minutes. Carrington now 11-10 on the season. They will play Region 2 champion Mayport CG Hatton Northwood in the 7th place game tomorrow. We will be with you at 10 a.m. We'll take a break. Tate and I will give you our final thoughts from this one when Cardinal softball continues on the Bank Forward Carrington postgame report in just a moment.
Carrington House Mover specializes in taking care of your building from where it is to its new destination. With their location locally, it's easy to get a hold of them and get the job done. With nothing but five-star ratings, there's no job they can't do. Call them for pricing and information at 652-1863, 652-1863. Find them on Facebook at Carrington House Movers, 652-1863.
Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
What will it take to reach your goals? You need a winning team on your side, and Bank Forward's winning team can hit it out of the park to meet your needs. Call Bank Forward in Carrington today to join their roster of satisfied customers. Bank Forward has the team and the solutions to meet all your banking needs. Bank Forward of Carrington will be cheering on the Cardinals, and they wish all the teams in the tournament good luck. Bank Forward of Carrington, member FDIC.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
Back in Fargo, BJ Walters and Tate Wolski, as the Bottineau Stars will face Velvet Drake Animus for the Consolation Championship tomorrow right around noontime, and Carrington will face Mayport CG Hatton Northwood, who, by the way, I'll just start this segment by saying I think they're missing a golden opportunity with those teams in that co-op. Why not call yourselves the Thunderpats? Just throwing that out there. I think that would be really cool.
Thunderbirds.
Or Thunderbirds. That would be fine as well. All right, so a couple of things did happen in this game. You've scored your first state tournament runs now. You've hung your first zero. It's just the start today really hurt Carrington. The nine runs in the first two innings for the Stars. Now it's a region opponent. Can you almost treat tomorrow, as much as you don't want to say this because it is still a state tournament game, can you treat tomorrow as truly just another game?
Honestly, I don't know, because I've honestly never been in this type of situation, obviously. But I just treat it how you would any other game, honestly.
When the two teams played in the regular season, it was 6-4 Mayport CG going into the sixth inning. They got three more, won 9-4. Carrington did not have Mayport CG. They didn't have Mayport CG either. They also didn't have Isabel Wendell that day. And Keenan Konchak told Brady Smith after that game, "I don't know if we can beat you with Isabel Wendell." Well, turns out we're all going to find out together in the morning.
We are.
Whether or not the Patriots can beat the Cardinals with Isabel Wendell. But this is, just as a side note, and this probably doesn't matter at all, this is two straight years that the seventh place game has been a Region 2 game in the state tournament. I don't know what it says about the region. I don't know what it says about anything. But it's just kind of curious that good team. We know how good the top of Region 2 is. They just haven't been able to break through yet in the state tournament.
It just honestly goes to show you how good some of these other regions are and all that. I mean, you got teams from out west that are really good that I know. I mean, no offense to anybody, but their regions are kind of iffy and all that. So they'll go and play. So they'll go and play these good teams from wherever, and actually, it honestly helps them in games like this, because you know what you can do in competitive games and all that.
Well, we will be with you at 10 a.m. Stay with the Facebook page, because we will do the inning-by-inning updates before we hit the air. We are with you right after church at 10 a.m. in the morning. Carrington and Mayport CG Hatton. Northwood, the Cardinals wrapping up their fantastic season, and if they win tomorrow, they finish with a winning record. That would be the first time in school history that they do that. Tate, your final thoughts.
All I can say is you build off games like these. I mean, I understand you were 10-run and all that, but you build off of games like these because it'll help you later in the long run. I mean, yes, you lose. This is Isabel and Bryn's last game in high school and all that, but
tomorrow sure is. Yep, you, Isabel, Bryn, and Cadence.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't lose. I mean, you lose a lot, but you don't. Those are positions that can be replaced. Elvis is going to move to catcher, obviously. Kennedy will play second. And
who will play center? Who will play first?
I don't know. Honestly, it's next man up. Well, next girl up.
That's right.
And
that's
going to be, you use this as a learning moment and you just build off of it.
You certainly do. And we're going to build off of two good broadcasts tomorrow and bring you one more good one for the school year. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. airtime. Be on Facebook at 9:30. We'll keep you posted through the first couple.
We got to go to church. We got to go to church.
We got to listen to church.
Yep.
We can't be there and then be here at 10 a.m., but we got to listen to church.
True.
Because, that's what we do on Saturday mornings. We bring you a couple church services. So, thank you very much for listening, and we thank everyone here at North Dakota State University for their hospitality. Also, our entire Carrington crew, Superintendent Janelle Helm, Athletics Director Carla Michelson, and High School Principal Connor Weber. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them and our entire I3G Media Sports Network crew, including Tate Wolski, my name is BJ Walters. The Bottineau Stars win their first ever state tournament game. They defeat Carrington in 5 innings, 12-2. Until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., thanks so much for joining us, and good afternoon from Fargo.
Carrington Cardinals softball in the Class B State Tournament has been brought to you by Central City Excavating, Bassett Motors, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton, Brinster Law, Headlocks, CHI St. Alexius Health, Carrington Medical Clinic, The Prairie and Restaurant and Bakery, Dakota Central, Bank Forward in Carrington, Northern Plains Electric, Farmers Union Insurance and Agent Randy Huey, Carrington House Movers, Summit Physical Therapy, and Bickett Insurance. The proceeding has been a presentation of I3G Media Sports on the voice of the...